Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing
I
great.
had a couple questions for you here. Okay, so she got her check, and it was how much? No, that's a different one. Yeah. Now you said that there was 20 like extra hours that we were putting on top of that last week's pay, right?
20 extra hours that were put onto her paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah, her paycheck was a lot of hours last week. It was 5, 10, 14, 15, 15, 33 hours, about 32 and a half.
It was what?
Like 32 and a half hours, let me just check.
32 and a half hours.
Minute, I'm just gonna look at her.
Okay. They should come over here.
$98.26, and it was for 30 hours.
There you are. Okay, and so was she making $15 an hour? Okay, so where is the app that she can download to put on her phone?
To see the paychecks or to clock in?
No, it's the app to Paychecks.
Let me see if she was sent an invite.
She wasn't.
Invitation was sent, she just never accepted it, so let me send it again. If she looks at her inbox,
Approved.
it should be if she'd be the first thing there now, and she could open it up. It's coming from Empion, EMPEON.
Yeah. I
Uh-huh.
hear you. Okay. And she's got quite a problem here. Okay, so the last check that y'all sent her, when there was only
What about?
supposed to be 1 cent, but you ended up sending two. And the last check that you sent her was for 222, right? The second check she got. The second check, we had the last check, right?
One second. For holding.
Thank you.
$398.26.
No, that was the last direct deposit she got. But the check before that,
Oh, yeah.
they sent it
Six
in
two
a
twenty.
check. Okay. She can't get it cashed.
Why not?
Because, for one, she only has her account through Cash App. And so we was going to have her friend cash it for her, where signed the back of it, and they went to his bank. And then his bank wouldn't do it. And so now his name's on the back as well, and the check is no good to nobody.
Here often than that you want to reissue.
If you can not send a check, just direct deposit it, and I could send you a picture to show you. I have the check right here. Write void on it, whatever you need us to do.
Why is it unable to be cash? Because you had someone else sign it and they wouldn't take it?
And it made it third party, yes.
When they don't accept third party checks?
I guess not.
This
Which
was
is
when you went
stupid. He
directly
said
from
he
the.
had like $3,000 in his bank. You don't understand why they did that. But they wouldn't do it.
Directly to the bank?
Yes.
Okay, I could ask them if they could stop it. Now, is it just this one for 222? Is it also the one for 190?
Oh no, we had no problem getting that with cash because it wasn't through third party then.
So only the 222.
Only the one. Yep. The one that's got his name on it now is now no good.
I'll ask them and see what they could do. Now, additionally, on a different note, I'll send an email to the billing department about that. But in your
All right.
schedule, I see that Lisa's been clocking in like different days than what's on the schedule. Like I see you gave her 12 to 5 p.m. one day. I just want to make sure that it goes according to the schedule, or our schedule needs to be changed.
Okay, so let's go over the schedule again. Okay, so what did you have on schedule? I think I'm well prepared. I thought
Let me just see if it's
we
updated.
did 12 to
5.
Yeah, she just got here today because I wasn't here, so I had her come later today. If I'm not
Okay.
here, then she can't come.
So you have 17 and a half hours to use per week.
Oh, 17 and a half. Okay, so okay. Get this down straight there.
By
Okay.
how many days do you want her to come?
17. Yeah, we can just five if that's what you want to do.
How many?
Five.
Five? Okay.
Yep. Okay, and that would be how many a day?
3.5.
3.5 hours. Okay, so let's say from what, 12 to 3:30.
That actually is a really good question.
That's good for you. Okay, so like yesterday, exception was I wasn't here. Oh, we should get your email. Oh, today, I wasn't here because I had to go take care of and get other things done with my car and it. We got. Came today, so what, just give her 3.5 today, starting now.
Day are you referring to?
Pardon me?
Which day are you referring to?
I'm referring to today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and
Yeah.
clock her in at 3. Is that cool with you, Lisa?
Yeah, that's
And 3.5 hours in, you can say?
6:30.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
30. Okay.
Yeah, 3 to 6:30, and then the rest it'll be from 12 to 3:30.
Well, it would be until 7 'cause she's starting at 3:30, or
Oh, she's gonna start at 3 today.
oh, she's at 3. Okay. 6:30.
6:30. Okay,
Okay,
6:30.
perfect.
And then the
Oh,
rest of the week will be, and the rest of the time will be 12 to 3:30. That cool with you?
yeah, that's great.
Because
So the only thing is that the time that you sent me from last week, you sent
yeah.
me like a bunch of hours that she did, but if I put all
No,
those
no.
hours through, it's gonna really mess up the schedule at the end of the month.
Yeah. Okay. Did you hear that? Yeah, we're just okay, so let's just correct that, and that means either you can't make it like a day, we'll work it off of like later. Okay, so we'll work that out. Can you just put make that knock off a couple of those days? Because see, I wasn't for sure. I thought that you said five. I told her, I said, Lisa, I think it's five. And like I said, my memory ain't that good anymore, but okay, so can you just knock off one of them days or whatever to get it down to 2 to 7? What is it, 7 and 17 and a half?
Oh, you want me to add the visits in, let's say the 12 to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, and then all those things, and then take out time from like this week?
No, take out time from last week just to deduct one of them days. Better yet,
Oh,
with the
or
days that I have down, which that already she clocked in on the right way.
yeah.
Okay, those days right there should be 17 and a half hours, right?
No, it really shouldn't because it's the month started on the 1st, which was on a Wednesday, so it's supposed to be about half of that because already half the week went by. The month started. So really, it was supposed to be a lot less. It wasn't supposed to be 17 hours starting on the 1st until the 4th.
I'm confused.
Look, I'll the work
Help us out here, sir. Can you correct it and make it to where we're supposed to be?
Sure. The way I can correct it is it's going to lock. It's going to give you 3.5 hours on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So that's 12, 13, 13.5 hours that will be billed. Plus, the thing is that plus a half hour on the 29th. So she'll have about 14 hours billed this week then. The reason why it's less than usual is because she, at the end of the month of June, we billed 30 hours on the week of the 21st. That was a lot of hours, and then it takes away from the 29th and the 30th. So she
Okay.
only had a half hour left of time. Now, for July, I could put in these 3.5 hours on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then that will get us back on schedule pretty much.
Okay, let's do that. And that'll be okay with you. Okay. Looks like you'll be
Okay.
fine.
Okay, great. And then I'm gonna send the email department about the payment, how they should
Got it. I'm
wait
not
it.
ready to
And
now.
then, yeah, hopefully they'll
Okay.
be able to reissue it with this week's direct deposit.
Okay, and you just let me know. I just wrote void on his check because there's nothing we can do with it anyway.
Yeah, so they're gonna stop it in the bank, meaning they won't even, when they do it, it won't be able to be deposited once they do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. And I did write void across it real big just in case. So.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Sure, have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.